San Francisco votes for police, drug tests, progressivism is out. By Joel B. Polak on March 6, 2024. Voters in San Francisco passed ballot measures on Super Tuesday that expanded police powers, required drug screening for welfare recipients, and reduced restrictions on commercial real estate development, a massive defeat for the left. The San Francisco Chronicle declared boldly in its front page headline Wednesday morning, "Progressivism is out, for now, and voters make it clear. San Francisco can no longer be called a progressive city." It reported. For now, at least, San Francisco can no longer be called a progressive city. Not after voters approved ballot measures Tuesday to loosen restrictions on the police and screen welfare recipients for drugs, while a measure to boost developers was leading and likely to pass. Voters also backed a slate of moderates to run the local Democratic County Central Committee, whose endorsements could reshape who is elected in San Francisco for years. 4 years ago, progressives won all but two seats on the DCCC. Voters reacted to a wave of crime in the city, which began even before the Black Lives Matter movement had attacked police and led to brief attempts to defund local law enforcement. The crime wave has also led to an exodus of retailers from the city. Measure E, which expanded police powers and allowed police to use drones and to install surveillance cameras, was leading as of Wednesday morning by a margin of nearly 60% to 40%. Measure F, which requires drug testing for those receiving public assistance benefits from the city, was leading by an even greater margin of 63% to 37%. The only police-related ballot measure that failed was Measure B, which would have raised taxes to increase police staffing. Measure C, which limits real estate transfer taxes and makes it easier to convert commercial real estate to residential real estate, was leading by roughly 54% to 46%. Measure D, which creates more restrictive ethics laws governing city employees, also passed. Measure G, which requires algebra by the 8th grade in an effort to improve the quality of public education, passed as well. Voters in San Francisco have been rebelling against left-wing rule since 2022, when they recalled three members of the Oral School Board, and also recalled left-wing district attorney Chaza Bodine. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.